Christ, who has given us access to the holiest of the holies, Lord, to have, Lord, access to the throne of mercy. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will show us mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, by the release of your power, Lord, by your power, Lord, as you collide with every matter in our lives, that the world issues will crumble and they will confess that you are the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your power, let there be a release of your power and your grace again. Let there be collision of your anointing with every issue in our lives, and let them give way for your glory in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives, Father, that Jesus alone will be lifted up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. I wouldn't know whether this time is. They give me 33 minutes more. I love. I don't think it will work, oh, to be sincere. So, let us just bear with me. There are some things we're going to work on, but I'm going to, so we're going to finish. Praise God. Praise God. Today, by the grace of the Lord, we want to look briefly into what I just call understanding. Understanding the spiritual dimension. Understanding the spiritual dimension of the power of God. We will look at it. That is it not looking like a tautology? No, it's not. It's not. By the time we go through it, we will see that, you know, trying to see that it's not at all. This thing emanates from what Jesus did for us. Last week we were looking at the power of resurrection. That resurrection, what resurrection brought to us. And we were told to assess this power. And incidentally, was it not last week or almost the same week, we also had our the fresh oil service, which the theme was the glory of his presence. Now, bringing the two together, you will observe that God is out to do great things in our lives. But most of the things that you see, they are not just by coincidence, or it's just because God programmed that if my people can flow with the workings, with my workings, then they will be able to maximize the blessing. They will be able to work, you know, and enter into the fruit, into the fullness of what he has prepared for his people. Now, when we look at the scripture, that's beautiful. I mean, start with the word of God. Beautiful. I mean, very fast. We're going to go into the word. Then there are also prayers, definite prayers we're going to undo. But the thing is, the word of God is the most important thing. Now, when you go to the scripture, let's look at the book of Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5. And I'm going to read verse 10 and 11. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Huh? We shall be saved by his life. We have been reconciled to God. You have been reconciled. I have been reconciled to God because Jesus went to pay the price for our judgment. Our judgment was to be totally be alienated from the presence of the Lord. Our judgment was a judgment of destruction. That was the judgment that was hanging upon our lives before. But when Christ came, when Christ gave himself, when Christ went to the cross for us, he paid all for every iniquity and sin. And the scripture says, we are reconciled. Now, having been reconciled, now Romans chapter 4, go to Romans chapter 4, verse 23, then 25. Now, it was not written for his sake For it is not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us, that it should be imputed to us who believe in him. The moment you believe in him, certain things come upon you. Who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead? As you believe in Jesus, have you trust and believe what Jesus did on the cross for your life? That you believe, then certain things are supposed to be your own. And it goes further that who was delivered up because of our offenses. Now, and it says was raised because of our justification. Jesus was raised for our justification. When he died for us, the enemy thought that would be the end. That okay, he has died for them. But there are certain things in their lives, in the lives of these people, that I will still continue to remind them. And I will continue to stand upon that this is the reason why you are qualified to be destroyed. This is the reason why you are qualified to be afflicted. We continue to say that this is the reason why you are qualified to suffer what you are going through. And Jesus saw it. Father knew all things. He knew all things. And he said, okay. Now, if that is the reason, if that is what he proposed, God sees everything. He sees all. There is nothing he has not seen, even things of 100 to 1,000 years before now, he has seen. He said, okay, the plan of redemption, we go beyond the resurrection of Jesus. And Bible says Jesus rose. He rose for what? For our justification. For your justification. In other words, as the scripture says, that there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Who lives after the spirit and not after the flesh. It then means that all condemnation are invalid. I thought you would say hallelujah. Whatsoever the ground the enemy is standing upon to accuse, to oppress, to afflict, to oppose, to hinder you, it is baseless. It's standing on a sinking sand. And that could only be when you apply, when we walk by, because the scripture says certain things. The scripture says that when you believe, understanding this is very important before we go into the area of our prayers and do some things. Understanding, you know, thank God the way the Lord has been helping us since the beginning of the morning, since morning, you know, that a number of things are going on in so many people's hearts that you have already condemned yourself. You have already judge yourself, you have already destroyed yourself, your case, you yourself know your case, you cannot stand before God. You yourself know that this case is a case that cannot make it. But I have a good news for you. That Jesus was justified. He was justified. And so there is no more condemnation for you again. And by the name of the Lord Jesus, all your accusers, the Lord will silence them. I said, the Lord will silence them in the name of Jesus. It is on the basis of the word of God that you understand, you know, what has been made available to you. When you understand what has been made available and you know that God has done all that is needed or that are needed. Oh, everything. That is why the scripture says, the Bible says, you know, in him is all fullness. Everything in him is full. In full. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's look into it briefly. And then we move again. And then we move into the prayer section. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Now. Okay. Please, before four, let me just, this way I'm going, it's chapter three that I want us to look into. Oh, no, it's four. It's still four. It's four. Now, chapter 4, verse 9. Verse 9. 9 and 10. Now, this he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the hearts? Christ ascended, but first thing that was that he descended to the lowest part of the heart. And why did he descend to the lowest part of the heart? And why did he go up? The Bible says that one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. That Jesus might fill all things. In other words, there was no vacant place, no vacant area, no area that Jesus did not walk upon from heaven to the earth below. In order for you to have your victory, in order for you to prevail, in order for you to triumph, in order for you to be an overcomer, He went through all. No other person. And that is why he is God. That is why he is Lord. So, you have a full understanding that this Jesus is complete in all things. Is complete in all things, in every need, every whatsoever might be any need, whether the one they have never seen before, whether the one people have, he has done, his name cut across everything, his power went through everything, and that is why he's Lord over all. Having this at the back of your mind, you will see that where we read that same Ephesians chapter 3, I mean 4, we read 4, but it was 3 that I mentioned earlier. And I just want to bring something to you. From verse, just a minute. Yes. From verse 14, maybe, because of our time. Let us read from verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That's just, you see a semicolon there. No, he was praying that Christ might dwell in your heart. The habitation of Christ in you, the presence of God in you, you know, depends on your faith. And that faith comes by the reason of your knowledge in the Word of God. Having time to stay in the presence of the Word of God, stay in the presence of God, and carefully. If you remember in the book of Deuteronomy, God was telling the people of Israel, and he was telling them that if you carefully observe my word, carefully observe, and I interpret it on my own, if you diligently observe my word and walk with it, I use my own word, diligent. In other words, by the reason of your walk with the word of God, by the reason that you are walking with the word of God, and you have the faith in his word, and you dwell with the word, then you are assured of longevity, because the power of the word of God will work in you. As much as the power of word of God dwells in you, the power of God is in you, the word of God lives in you, you are generating faith. You are generating confidence in the Lord. That is very important. When you are generating the faith and you are working, the word of God releases the power. Living force is generated as you dwell in the world, as you abide in the world. You understand when the Bible says in the book of Mark, Bible says, as he was speaking, as he was preaching, the power of God went out to heal. As he was speaking the word of God, the power of God went out to heal. And that is that as you meditate on the word, as you dwell in the word of God, as you carefully dwell in the word of God, you see that the power of God will go with you, and the power of God meets and melts every situation in your life. As you come into the presence of the Lord, that is why when you hear, That we say, hear the word of the Lord first before you pray. Hear the word of the Lord first, because by the reason of hearing the word, power is generated. By the time you are hearing the word of God, your spirit is knitted with the faith, and the power of God is released, and there is a collision. The word, nothing can happen without the word. The word is powerful. And when you come to his presence, you say that you want to hear. And as you hear, your spirit is, light comes to your spirit being, the power of God, your spirit begins to receive life, and say, oh, wow, this is what the word of God is saying, and you get your blessing. So, what the word of God says, the scriptures tells us something. When, what so he says in the book of Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Mark chapter 11 verse 24 says, whatsoever you desire. Mark 11. Okay. Therefore I say unto you, what is soever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. In other words, when you identify some key words here, desire, pray, believe, receive, and you will have them. And he says, when you pray, you not only pray, but you must believe. And when you believe, in other words, your faith is knitted to what you are saying. And says, everything that you are believing, you will receive them and you will have them. Today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will receive them in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said you will receive them in the name of Jesus. I will just run through few things, and then we begin to pray. I'm not going to share them. I'm going to run through them. Understanding spiritual dimension, understanding them, requires certain things. One, you must walk by revelation. You must walk by revelation. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 48. You must walk by revelation. Not just handle things anyhow. Not just sitting anyhow. Ask the Lord to reveal things to you. Ask the Lord, open my understanding. Walk by revelation. Two, there is a price to pay. There is always a price to pay. A price to pay for spiritual issues. Issues in our lives. You must be ready to pay the price. Price, waiting, price, staring in the presence of the Lord. Price, there are prices you need to pay. If you want to go far with God and you want things to be done, again, one thing I want to mention here, and we are going to read the scripture. Well, maybe I bring that one later. There is also what I call dedication. You must be dedicated. Dedication. Dedicate yourself to the Lord. Live a life of dedication to God. If you want God to go with you, then be dedicated unto him. Dedicated, well, we may say commitment, but when you're looking at this aspect of dedication, your heart, Your heart is just after God. A number of us, our hearts are not after God. Our hearts are not after God. We must be thirsty for Him. We must be longing for Him. May the Lord have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will strengthen our hearts. In the name of Jesus. I know there are distractions all around, but we will overcome all distractions in the name of Jesus Christ. The next one, you must be, I've mentioned it, you must be an addiction, no, there must be an addiction to the word of God. Be addicted to the word. Be addicted. Let the word, anywhere you go, everything that comes is, anything that comes from your mouth, anything that controls you is the word. Let the word of God control the affairs of your life. All these things are important for spiritual victory, for breakthroughs. Let the word of God begin to walk over you. Be addicted. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Be addicted. And I put here, always stand for Christ. Always stand for Christ. Always stand for Christ. Always stand for Christ. And as you do this, God of all heavens will show you mercy. He will show you mercy. As God sees your hands, you see that mercy will always rise in every area. Mercy will always be available for you. You just see that God will show you mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the mercy of the Lord comes, no power will be able to stand against you. No demon, no satanic kingdom. Let the gate of hell, let them combine together. They cannot resist you because God has shown you mercy. And finally, before we begin to pray, is be pursuer of your goal. Pursue it. Pursue your goal. Pursue what God has given to you. Pursue your dream. Pursue it. And I, when you look at, before we pray now, we just read this scripture and then we begin to pray. Let's look into the book of Joshua. No, sorry. Second King. It should be Second King, not Joshua. So many scriptures are coming to my mind, but let's look at 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. I'm reading about 2 verses there. Can we read? Okay, let's read 3 verses. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be... Oh, this is not the place I'm... Sorry, is this 2 Kings? Chapter 6, verse 24. It's 24 what I need, please. It's not verse 8. 2 Kings chapter 4, chapter 6, verse 24. And it happened after these that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria. 25:26. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And indeed, they besieged it until a donkey head was sold for 8 shekels of silver. And 1/4 of a cup of droppings for 5 shekels of silver. You look at The counsel of the kingdom of darkness, when they are in operation, that the enemy, when enemy wants to, he strategize. When he wants to work, he strategize. The enemy does not just attack. He has a purpose. Most of us, our understanding is just now. When the enemy wants to operate, he wants to operate beyond the level you can see. When he besieged, when the enemy will program and strategize against the people of Israel, the Bible says he lay siege against Samaria. He lay siege. In other words, nothing can come into them. He cut off supply. He cut off supply of anything good. That was not his primary intention. The primary intention of the enemy is what you will see in the latter part, verse 25. The Bible says it was a great famine in Samaria, you know, and indeed they besieged it until, that it was the goal, until the aspect of until, in other words, besieging the people was not the primary goal, just a secondary. It besieged the people until, one, the head of donkey, which is a useless thing, which is forbidden for people of Israel to eat, and the dung, you know, excreta, until they were buying excreta and they were buying useless things. He was intentional with his purpose. And when I look again, I say, God of mercy. And I was meditating, God of mercy. We are not intentional in our actions. We Christians, the enemy will fall into a victim of the enemy, and we are not intentional to say that we are going to pursue until we destroy. We are going to pursue until we recover all. But when we have a small victory, we relax. The enemy does not do things like that. We must have an understanding of how spiritual things are. The Bible says, there was a great famine, and indeed, he besieged it until a donkey head. That was where he was going, to make them to suffer until they begin to eat excreta as food. May you never experience the operations of the wicked ones in the name of Jesus Christ. May you not suffer in the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. As we stand on your feet now, we stand on our feet, we're going to pray. We're going to begin to pray on the issues. There are things that we are going to break ourselves out from. There are things that we are going to, you know, declare unto the Lord. Today, you're going to declare, Father, you're going to commit yourself to the hand of the Lord. Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I want to be addicted to your word. I want to live my life for you. I want to be addicted to Jesus. I'll be addicted to the power of salvation. This is the first thing. The primary thing about your life is your salvation and your life. Every other thing comes in after. You want to tell the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be addicted. I want to be addicted to the one who gave himself for me. I want to live my life for you. Lord, I am incomplete until I have Christ, until I live for you. I want to live for you. I want my life to be turned around for you. I want you to release your fire upon me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not a church attendee, not just coming to the church. I want to have a definite encounter, a deeper encounter with your power of life. I want to know Christ, that this resurrected resurrection power. I want to know him. I want to know this Jesus. I want him to reveal himself to me. Lord of heaven. Lord of heaven. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In the midst of this wicked generation, a wicked world, where there are all manner of distractions, all manner of disturbances and distractions in the world, all manner of things that are surrounding us. Father, I want to remain standing before you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, help me, Father. I want to be complete in you. That the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to be, that I may enter into you more. In the name of Jesus. Lord, live in me, Lord. By the name of Jesus, live in me. You want to tell the Lord that I'm not satisfied with the level of my life. I'm not satisfied with the level of my spiritual life. I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied for how I'm living. I'm not satisfied. Help me, Father, deliver me from all temptations. Deliver me from all temptations and all things that the enemy always bring on my way. Deliver me. Deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, let me have understanding. Lord, help me, help me. Help me, Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, help me. Help me, help me. Strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. I know you have justified me. I know you have paid all the prices for my salvation, for my deliverance. You have done all that you're supposed to do. Father, help me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You're still going to pray with that. So, no, just along that prayer. Father, I want to live a life that is diligent. I want to be diligent. I want to be committed. I want to be committed. Confess it. Say it. Father, I receive strength to be diligent, to be committed to you. Lord, I receive strength. My spirit, I must live. I must be committed to the things of the Lord. I must be committed to the Spirit. I must be committed to Christ. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I must be committed. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. Help me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now we are going to pray. We're going to handle some prayers now. Having settled the issue of spiritual. Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of the Father, of the kingdom. Seek the kingdom of God first. That is the first thing we've sorted out, and with the Lord has seen us. So we're going to handle some few things. We're going to handle one. All issues in our lives where there are embargo, where the enemy has placed embargo, a place embargo, the enemy has put a siege, entrances, barriers. You know, the Bible says Ben-Hadad invaded Samaria, and the primary thing that he went to do was to lay a siege over the lives of the people. A siege, oh Lord, financial siege, academic siege, career siege, health-wise siege. In other words, that you must not go beyond a point. That you must be walking all around the cycle. I want to declare today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, today, every form of siege that has around my life, every form of siege that the enemy has built around my life, today in the name of Jesus, I destroy this siege. I rise in the righteousness of Jesus. I rise by the power of the Holy Ghost. I break all siege that are around me. All siege of the devil. Every siege that have been built by the kingdom of darkness, ancestral powers, wicked powers, whatsoever they are, wherever it has emanated, today I bring destruction upon the siege in the name of the Lord Jesus. All financial siege by the name of Jesus, the power of financial siege, the power of academic siege, the power of family siege, sicknesses, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you are broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are broken. In the name of Jesus, you are broken. In the name of Jesus, you are broken. You are broken. Every siege, I command yoke to be broken. I command the yoke of siege to be broken. I command the yoke of siege to be broken. I command the yoke of siege to be broken. I speak to every siege in this place. Over the lives of God's people, everywhere the enemy has put embargo, every siege, every academic siege, every family siege, every siege over the lives of this one. Oh, family siege, marital siege. Oh, marital siege, siege upon the home, siege upon the family. By the name of Jesus, you are broken down. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. The Lord destroy you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We're going to pray by the authority of the Lord. All incomplete programs and projects in your life, all abandoned projects and programs, all the things that you started but you abandoned it on the way, every dream that have been abandoned, all the things that you have been through discouragement, through weariness, through lack of support, we want to say today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, all manner of discouragement that has come on your way in your academic, it seems as if you should cut it off. It seems as if you will leave academics. There's no supply. There's no help. But today, I declare, help shall come upon you. Grace shall come upon you. And you're going to declare, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all incomplete projects, all incomplete programs, in the name of Jesus, receive the life of God. 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 In the name of Jesus, I command every project that has been abandoned, every project that has been done, that has been seized by the enemy, every project that the enemy has seized, that the kingdom has seized, in the name of Jesus, I command by the power of the Most High God, receive life, rise again, resurrection power enter into you again, in the name of the Lord Jesus, remakashata yaba, lepayabakashete, rikatabanda rebako sotaya, rekapaya bato robobo shobo, in the name of Jesus, break away. Break the hand of the enemy, break away. In the name of Jesus, let the power of the Most High God rescue all our projects. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We're going to deal with the issue of labor lost. Wherever you have been experiencing labor lost, all the labor, you put in labor, but no harvest, no results, no results. You are in a confused. You know, the enemy is hanging. No, your faith is hanging. You are just hanging in doubt. You do not know what is going to happen. Go to declare by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you shall no longer labor in vain. No wastage, no wastage, no wastage, no wastage, no academic wastage, no wastage in your business, no wastage in your family. In the name of Jesus, no robbery, no attack. The enemy will not attack your family, will not attack your home. No spiritual armed robber. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every power that has cut off support, apply into your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command the power broken. I decree, let the power of the enemy be destroyed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No loss. No more loss. No more in the confused states. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your heart, your spirit will not be hanging in doubt again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every power that has blockage, that has blocking the source of your supply. Your supply of help, supply of mercy, the supply of grace. We command that the yoke of the Lord, let the hand of the Lord break them down. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. To those who are sick, I want to tell you not one thing. That it is not you are going to be healed now, but you are already healed. I say you are already healed. It is not that you are going to be healed now. I say you are ready. You are ready. You are ready. You are already healed. Raise your right hand before the Lord. If there is anyone, any sickness, wherever, if there is any infirmity, any area of pain, anywhere there is pain, any sickness. I want you to look unto the Lord. I want you to look unto the Lord now. Look unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord. The power of God is going to touch you now. The power of the living God is touching you. Just stretch that hand before God. Stretch it. Stretch it. It's a miracle. Walking God is a miracle. Walking God, yes, Lord, is the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle. Walking God is a miracle. Walking God. It's a miracle, walking God is the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle, walking God. It's a miracle, walking God. Is a miracle walking God. Is a miracle walking God.
Is a miracle walking God.
Father, I ask and I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, let everybody, everyone who is sick, who is nursing one infirmity or the other, receive the healing by the power of the Holy Spirit right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In Jesus' name. As I round out the prayer, I just want to pray one specific prayer. You can put down your hands. You are already healed in Jesus' name. I want to pray one specific prayer before I pray round up. As we are praying about addiction, I have the unction that the power, God wants to grant the power of addictions on people's life. There are certain addictions in your life that has not allowed you to move forward, that does not allow you to be free, that does not allow God
to do what he wants to do in your life.
I'm not asking to come for this morning. I'm just going to pray and declare. Some people, they are even addicted. They might be asleep. Some people are addicted to sleep. Some people are addicted to lying. Some people are addicted to alcohol. Some people are addicted to smoking shisha. Some people are addicted to sex. I say, I won't do it again. I won't do it again. But you keep on doing it because there's a power of addiction. But this morning, the Lord will bring that power. So just if you know you have one addiction or the other, just put your hand on your chest. I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to ask you to come forward here. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for this one. Lord, whatever is the form of addiction in their life, this morning you say you want to break the power of addiction. Whatever is that form of addiction that is holding these ones down, whether they are here or they are online, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I break that power. In the mighty name of Jesus, every form of wrong addiction that has held these people down, contrary to the counsel and the will of God, Lord, today I set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, "The Son of God shall set you free." You shall be free indeed. This morning, I declare that this one, they are set free from this power of addiction that is ruining their life, that is affecting them negatively. In the mighty name of Jesus, be free. 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 Be free from any power of addiction. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, let that spirit of the living God replace that power of addiction. Let the power of that spirit work in their lives.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone this morning. Lift your hands unto the Lord, whether you are here or you are online. Lord, today is faith clinic. Whatever people are brought before you this morning, there's nobody who has come to serve this morning without one challenge or the other. Lord, whatever this one are seeking your face for, my Lord and my God, look down upon us with your compassion and meet the needs of this one. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of these needs are emotional. Some are psychological. Some are financial. Some are spiritual. Whatever the form of need that your people have this morning, Lord, because we are come before you, the one that has everything in abundance, whether physical or spiritual, my Lord and my God, minister to needs of everyone that right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, take care of everyone according to his or her need. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I stand at your servant and I declare that this week is a week of testimony. And I declare unto you, listen, this week is your week of testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe in the Lord, I declare to you once again, this week is your week of testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whether you are here present or you are online, as long as you are hearing what I'm saying from this altar, I declare once again, this week is your week of testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your servants that you are used for today. Lord, I ask that you visit him afresh and new. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.